is a powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Stress Less Podcast. Over the last couple weeks, I read the book Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown. Now, remember that I am an Audible girl, always, so the term reading is used loosely around here. But in his book, he shares how essentialism isn't about getting more done in less time. It's about only getting the right things done. From the moment I hit play, I knew I was going to be obsessed with everything he had to say. And since I took so many notes, this episode is actually only part one. Today, I'll be sharing four takeaways in this episode, and I plan to share four more essentialism takeaways in the next episode too. The four ideas in today's episode include asking the question, what problem do you want to solve first? Knowing this isn't for me and the power of saying no, how small changes can make a big impact, and three foundational steps you can take to make decisions like an essentialist. I'm going to explain how we can apply his message to decluttering, home organization, managing ADHD, and making intentional choices when it comes to our homes and our lives. I hope this episode inspires you to start making meaningful changes in how you spend your time, energy, and what you allow to be in your space. So let's start by asking ourselves, what problem do you want to solve first? When I'm talking with my clients, they often have more than one space they want fixed in their home. But as we move the conversation towards prioritizing what needs to get done first, something like the basement storage room might be at the top of their list because it's the most overwhelming room to take on. But what I think is important is to start where you will feel the effects of the changes the most. That may look like a place in your home where you start and end each day, like your closet or your bathroom. It could also be the high traffic areas, where you keep running into bottlenecks and inefficiencies that constantly frustrate you, like your entryway or your kitchen. If you are someone who spends a lot of time in your kitchen preparing meals for your family, but it's not optimized for how you use it, your kitchen is causing you to waste more time regularly than your basement storage room is. And if you start with making your closet, bathroom, entryway, or kitchen work for you, you will open up more time for yourself later to tackle a larger space that you're not using daily. The second idea I wanted to share about was, this isn't for me, and the power of saying no. Greg McKeown emphasizes emotional discipline to say no to things that don't align with our priorities. A great example of this in my house is throw pillows. The pillows you keep on your couch or on your bed, but maybe don't use them to actually lay your head on. They are decorations. They look great when your bed is made, but if you're not using them, that would mean before you crawl into bed at night, you are moving them off your bed and putting them somewhere until you make your bed again. And if this is something that truly brings you joy, keep doing it. But if it's something you are doing because you want your home to have the same aesthetic you see on Instagram and Pinterest, you may want to reevaluate. I made this change years ago. As I got further into parenthood, I began to despise things in our house that did not serve a purpose and also got in my way or created more time-consuming tasks for me. I got tired of constantly putting the pillows back on the couches and arranging them the right way after the kids had thrown them onto the floor. The cute pillows on our couches that were even seasonal at one time have now turned into just two pillows with neutral, durable fabric. A lot of the time, these two pillows are in a metal wire basket that holds our throw blankets in the corner of our living room. The kids get them out when they want to use them, and when I'm tidying up, it's very simple for me to toss them back on the couch or in the basket. As easy as it is to use the power of saying no to physical things in your home, I'd like to challenge you to also practice saying no to events you don't want to attend or obligations you'd rather not take part in. I know that can be really hard to do, but if we want to build a life around what's most important to us, we must edit out the things that are not important to us. The third idea I wanted to highlight is how small changes can create a big impact. In the book, Greg McKeown talks about how people and organizations improve by focusing on small, consistent changes. There are ways you can implement small changes to create minor efficiencies in your day. I have a whole list here that I'm going to run through quickly, but these are just things that I thought about as I took a look around my house of simple, easy, minor changes I made that make our daily routines go a little easier. So think about basket placement, creating a holding zone. We have one under our kitchen table for the pieces of art the kids have worked on that either they aren't or I'm not ready to throw in the garbage yet, but at least they have a place they can live that's not on a surface we need to use. Or throw a stack of paper trays in your kitchen cupboards for the piles of papers that keep getting left on your counter. And think about garbage placement. I have one in my hallway and one in my entryway that honestly make me so happy every time I use them. The further I have to walk when I'm in the middle of cleaning up, the more chances I have to get distracted by something else. Try writing your morning and evening routines on your mirror with a dry erase marker. That helps me make sure I do all the steps, but also do them in the right order. And it saves me a lot of energy because the decisions are already made for me. It's just right there on my mirror. Now, of course, I'm not going to spend much time talking about this, but labels do make a difference in helping you remember where things belong and helping you have efficient daily routines. I have my favorite chapsticks labeled so I know where each belong. I have one labeled car, one labeled bag, one labeled nightstand, and one in my bathroom and one in my classroom. And that way, if it ends up in my pocket, I know where to put it back. And then the next time I need it, I won't be without it. If they didn't have labels, I wouldn't be able to remember where each of those belong. Another thing you can do is get rid of all the extras or duplicates so there is more room to operate in a space and actually use what's in there. So the things that are in there that you're not using won't be falling over or in your way. So think about all the product you have in the cupboard under your bathroom sink. Try getting rid of all the extras or duplicates so that there's more room to actually operate in the cupboard and use what's actually in there. When bottles and containers are constantly falling over, they're just getting in your way. Get covers for your remotes so that they are easier to see and your husband can stop asking where the remote is when he comes in. It also helps everyone remember which remote belongs in which room. Try decluttering your silverware drawer so that all of your silverware fits in the drawer properly. I'm actually considering getting a slim laundry basket to put somewhere in or near our living room because the clothes that keep getting left all over our house are driving me a little crazy. So I'll have to report back on this one. But these are all small changes that I have made over time, and I truly believe they have led to significant improvements in my home's organization and, more importantly, my own mental clarity. The last idea I wanted to speak on today is McKeown's three-step process. It's all about identifying what's important, eliminating the non-essential, and taking deliberate action. McKeown discusses his three steps as explore, eliminate, and execute to make decisions as an essentialist. In the explore step, you identify what's important. In the eliminate step, you get rid of the non-essential. And in the execute step, you take deliberate action. I was so pumped when he talked about this because I knew it directly related to the four-step method I use when decluttering any space. I go into detail about this in my first episode, so I'll link that in the show notes. But a short version of that four-step method is prioritize, categorize, downsize, and reorganize. Prioritize and categorize are the steps I take when Greg McKeown is talking about explore. We are identifying what's important by choosing a space to start in, and then we are categorizing or exploring What is being kept in that space? Getting familiar with what you have and why it's there. The downsize step relates directly to his eliminate step, getting rid of the non-essential. And the reorganize step is where we execute, where we take deliberate actions. We have only the essential items left, and we make intentional choices about where and how we place them in our space. Do you have a small space that is getting in your way of making your days flow smoothly? What would happen if you took some time this week to try the explore, eliminate, and execute steps in your home? If this is something you could use some help in, I actually am leaving a link in the show notes just for you. Click the link that says 60-second session, and you'll be able to send me a picture of your space. I'll send you as many suggestions as I can fit into a 60-second video for free. So there you have it. Four essential takeaways from essentialism that you can start applying today. Prioritize the problem you want to solve first. Embrace the power of saying no. Recognize how small changes can lead to big results, and adopt the essentialist mindset with the steps explore, eliminate, and execute. Remember, it's all about making intentional choices that align with what truly matters in your home and life. I hope these insights have inspired you to think differently about how you spend your time and energy. Make sure to come back next week for part two, where I'll dive into four more essential takeaways from the book. You won't want to miss it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stress Less Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at Megan Smith Stressless. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Play Spaces That Work. If you're a mama who feels overwhelmed by the amount of toys in your home, or your frustration over a lack of toy storage means you're constantly nagging your children to clean up, then this audio course is for you. Your home doesn't have to feel like the toys have taken over. Hi, I'm Megan. I've combined my experience from being a mom, an elementary educator, and the owner of a professional home organizing business to bring you the step-by-step process to creating play spaces that work in your home. Inside this private podcast, you'll learn how to set up your home to function seamlessly with intentional toy evaluation and storage protocols, all while promoting independent play. When you enroll in Play Spaces That Work, a private podcast isn't the only thing you're getting, though. You will gain access to resources like the toy categories list, the toy evaluation tool, my product recommendation guide, the course workbook that will walk you through making all your decisions, plus a to-do list to keep you on track. Instead of spending more time tidying up your home than you spend with your family, it's time to create Play Spaces That Work. Be sure to visit the link in the show notes to learn more.